Here we go. We're learning over today. Masechta Mikvayos, Perikei Mishnah Dalet. We're learning with the Grois Rebbe. The Grois Rebbe, Rabbeinu Bachi, Dr. Colonel, Yitzchok Ariel, Hoy Ariel. His name is Yitzchok, and Yitzchok. Like, as in Nachmo, and Nachmon. Yitzchok, and Yitzchok. Ariel, hoy Ariel, kol hayamim kimikveh.
Kol Hashem eya Yitzchak
eva. Kol hayamim kimikveh, all yama like a mikveh shlemahu, l'mikveh hamayim kol hayamim, dir Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, yam hagadol kimikveh. Only the yam hagadol is like a mikveh, lo nema yam el shgeish, but I mean a yamim harbeh. Rabbi Yossi oimer kol hayamim metaharim bezaychalim, all yam bezaychon, bupsul, mazal, munsalim, l'kadash, and meyer chadas. I have no idea what this means. So let's take a look over here, picture number 91. 91, I have a lot of different pictures over here, 91. Wow, a whole page of pictures. Call over here, 91 is Mayim Hanoive, Mayim Hanoive Min HaMayim. We have water over here that's flowing from the Mayim. Okay, then we have over here, Mayim HaZormim Benor, Nimshoch Min HaMayim. Nikavu HaMayim Ba'Agam. Then we have number three, it's in an Agam. And Gal is a wave, Sheshataf Min HaAgam. So we have over here, how many? One, two, three, four different categories. We have over here four different matzavim of water. This kol hayamim, where do you get such a good picture like this? A picture that goes to show over here all the different types of the water. There's the mayim that's coming from the coming out of the mayim. Then there's the water that's zermim. Then there's the water where it's nikavu, it's gathered. And then there is the gal. Now on the bottom it says mayim hanoivim min hamayon harei elu mayim chayim. Ah, that's the hecher madrega. We know the three madregas. There's mayim chayim, then there's the mayim, and then there is the mikveh. So the Mayim Hanoivim and the Mayim Hareilu Mayim Chayim Beis Metalim Zeichlim Metalim Kol Shu Gevaldik. Okay, next Hamayim Shabinahar the river Hareilu Mayim Chayim Hoyel V'Him Nimshachem and the Mayim V'Chin Metalim Bezeichlim Kol Shu Alamaylas a Nahar water flowing in the Nahar is mamish equivalent to the Mayim. There's the Mayim the Makor, the Mayim Chayim, and the Mayim Shabinahar is also Mayim Chayim. Right, now we go to the next part.
Is he being machana over here? The Mayim Chaim to be like the Yam? Is that it? He just doesn't want to say the word Yam?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. We'll have to see. I really don't know. Let's see now. We go to the third area. So we have two. So far we have two. The place where it's coming out of, the hole, the source. That's called the Mayim. Then we have the river, the Nahar. U'Nahar Yoytze Me'eden. Now we come over here to the mikveh, into the collection, to the body of water. And here it says, Rabbi Yehuda Gam Ba'agam Hare'elu Mayim Chaim. Hanim shachem min amayon. Rakim nishbach hanohar liyam hagodol. Oh, so Rabbi Hudo here says, as you saw it, if it goes into the nohar hagodol, paskech liyusam shalamayim biyam hagodol, v'gam pasach koicham l'taher bezeichalim uvikol shehu. Wow, it's very machmir. Rabbi Hudo says that if it goes into an agam, then it's still called mayim chayim. It's still called mayim chayim. But if it goes into the yam hagodol, what is called the Yam HaGadol, the Mediterranean, I'm assuming, or it goes into the Atlantic Ocean, or into the Pacific Ocean, or into the Indian Ocean, or into the Hudson River. No, I'm just joking. But if it goes into what?
The East
River. Okay, but let's say it goes over here. It goes into the Mississippi River. How do you spell Mississippi? Right, so we have here the Rakim Nishach and the Yam HaGadol, Poska HaYachiyusim Shalmayim, Gabi Yam HaGadol, V'gam Poska Koychom L'tahar B'zeichlim V'chol Shum. Okay, so the sort over here is that according to Yehuda, the Agam is the depository of the Zel Mazach. There's no Chesofa, three different categories of water is still going to be called Mayim Chayim, as long as it does not deposit into the Yam HaGadol. Ah, now we have a Chulu G'deis, Rav Meir. Makes it so similar over here. The person with pictures, he makes it very clear. But according to the mayor of Yossi, it's over. It's already the baseball game is over. Go home. Once it goes into the agam, you're done. It's no longer called Mayim Chaim. It's not Mayim Chaim. And Mimela, you have to have no more Zeichelim. No more Zeichelim. No more Kolshu. You're done. Finished. Next. Now we go to the next thing. Rabbi Yossi, what happens, right, Rabbi Yossi? Hagal, let's say there's a gal. This is category number four. Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, he says only Rabbi Yossi, He says, I skipped. Rabbi Meir.
We never had the word Gal in the Mishnah.
Okay, we'll call. Well, let's first do the picture. We'll come back to the Mishnah. We didn't see the Gal. You're right. But let's look at the Gal. The Gal, according to the Meir, Hagal Shashatav Harezeh Zeichalim, Umishosh Nikovu Hamayim Ba'agam Poska Mehem Koicham Latar Bezeichalim. So according to the Meir, the Gal is even worse. The Gal, because once it goes into the Agam, that's it. No, you no longer have the Koich of a Mayon. Not only are you no longer called Mayim Chayim, you didn't have a mikveh, and now it's going to go into a gal, it's now zeichlim, it's no good. But Rabbi Yossi, he's choylik. He holds that a gal mitar mimnei sha'af al pisha poska chayusim shalom ayim le poska chaychim le tar bezeichlim. V'chein adin gam b'yam agadol, meritik. And Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda was the most lenient. Yehuda was, he says that it's still called Mayim Chayim. Hamayim shebegal adain hare elu nimshochem min hamayim v'hare elu mayim chayim. Wow. He goes, azoivait, is it's called Mayim Chayim. Unbelievable. Ramesh, he puts this together like it spoils us with this illustration. This illustration is worth, the whole book is worth the price of admission of $17.50 plus tax. Did you pay the tax? If you didn't pay the tax, then we're Mamash Oivan Bal Yero Bal Yimotze. Vaita. Shloisha Dvarim Nemu B'mayim. Three Zachen in Mayim. A toira, avoid, and gnilas chasadim. The tzveit is zachin in the mayim. There are three chemicals. There's H, 2, and there's O. that you never heard before, right? That you only hear. There's an H, there's a 2, and there's an O. Shloisha dvarim nemru b'mayim. Three things it says by a mayim. H, 2, and O. There are five boroughs in New York. There's Muncie, Lakewood. Muncie, Lakewood, Flatbush, Borough Park, and Williamsburg.
That was the best.
There are three things. Aleph is Ein Mayim Chayim. They're not Mayim Chayim. Ein mitam bezeichelim, el rak beashbarin, mikve mitai rak kishesh by 40 so fine, very good. So there are three things we have over here. These three things, it's called mayim chayim. A real mayon has three zachen. When we say mayim chayim, you have to always go back to the original translation. Like poska chiyusan, the chiyus never went away. Evazeh l'rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, l'madam in a pasuk. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we learn from the pasuk. Okay, we learn from the pasuk. One second, I have to go. Wait. 1 second, please. One moment. Please. One second. Sorry about that. I had to just take care of something for 1 second. Sorry about that. Okay, right. Vaita, Shloish Rab Nalar, according to Rabbi Hulam in a Pasik, Shemaim Shabiyam Gadal Paska Mehem, according to Rabbi Huda. We learned Shemaim Shabiyam Gadal Paska Mehem, Taras Me Mayan. According to Rabbi Huda, the Mayim Shabiyam Gadal Paska Mehem, Taras Me Mayan, Shahai Subhem Benor at Shanish Mehuliam, Vinasulam Mehikve, according to Rabbi Huda, becomes a mikvah. The Rachel Gabi Hayam, Hagadal Lamanu Kane. V'loy l'gabe shoyamim. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda says that once you come into the Nahar, a river is a deposits. It gives a deposit. Where does it give it? So it all depends. If the Nahar deposits its water into the Yam HaGadol, then it's no longer called Mayim. It's no longer called the Mayim Chayim. It's called the Mikveh, which means Ashbayren, it needs 40 saw, and it's not called Mayim Chayim. But, here's the very big but. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's the most generous. If the Nahar deposits its water into an agam, a swamp, Washington, D.C., it deposits the mayim into a swamp, it remains mayim chayim. It's called mayim chayim, and it does not need ashbayra, and it does not need 40 sa, and zaychlim is going to be good. Rabbi Yehuda is very, very mekel when it comes to a swamp, to an agam. Only when it comes into the Yam HaGadol. Vaita, Rabbi Meir, Le Meir, Le Man, what? But Rabbi Meir,
no, I'm saying that he gives more credibility to the Yam HaGadol than to other bodies of water.
Right. He's giving more. He's saying that it's mevatel. The Yam HaGadol is a zoy grois. It's mevatel, but nothing else is mevatel. Nothing else can be mevatel.
Which means, you know, the farther you get away from the source, right? Like we have with tumah, the farther you go away from the source, the less ability it has to make things tame. So over here, the farther you get away from the source, the less it has ability, the more requirements it has to make something tame.
Correct.
Right. I mean, first you start with the Maim Chaim, then you go to the mikvah. Right.
Now, Rabbi Meir, let's learn Meir. Lamanu min apasik gam legabe shor yamim. He holds that there's no chilik between an agam and the yamagodol. There's no chilik. Both of these things automatically going. Both these things according to Meir, there's no difference. According to Meir, lamanu min apasik gam le shor yamim. Everything is bottle, bottle umavutul lo kayam ve lo shridin. Finished. Even an agam. Rabbi Yosi, lamanu min apasik gam legabe shor yamim. K'mol Rabbi Meir, but. There's a difference according to Rabbi Yosi. Avol loy omar hakosav kein el legami mayim chayim shepaska chayusa mishagil leyamim. Avol letaher bezoichlin v'chol shu adayin nim kamayin. The old is still called a mayin according to Rabbi Yosi. It's still called a mayin v'tamadav hakosav Rashi kol hayamim v'yamagadol teras mayin Mayin zeichlim aleim leinyan shem mitaharim bezeichlim b'bnei shederech liyos na. Necholim zeichlim aleim v'zedarkon. That's the derech. Derech is that the rivers flow into the oceans. Avol psulim heim l'toras mayim chayim de'akosav kira'on mikveh. Because the Torah calls the yamim a mikveh, if it's a mikveh in his understanding is a contradiction to the word mayim chayim. At kan l'shoinai k'loimar. The svar hu shloi kiran hakasav mikveh ella kedei l'poislan milyos mayim chayim. When the Torah says the word mikveh, it's coming to disqualify them from one thing only, and that is from it being called mayim chayim. Next, hatzrichim mayim chayim. Who needs mayim chayim? Everyone in Klal Yisrael on Pesach needs mayim chayim. At your Pesach Seder, you have to have a bottle of mayim chayim, Coca-Cola, cola on the table. Everyone, what kind of
house coffee? And manishevitz
matzah. How could it be over here that they what's the shaila? Hatzlich mayim chayim azov, who's toivel mayim chayim a mitzayra loichem mayim chayim bichli cheres v'noistim alem dam tzipor shchuta u'mahazim lehem ala mitzayra letara mechatos osnitz mayim chayim me'mal mayim chayim bichli v'noistim alem efer para and you put upon efer para l'katsham to sanctify the water and then u'mahazim lehem al tamimei. So there are three people who need. There's the Zav, the Mitzvah, and Mechatos. This we had learned before. And we have here a grand total of four opinions. Now let's go back to the Mishnah and let's see what's
going on. So it's actually very interesting that if, you know, we always hear the stories about the women who dealt with the frigid Siberian nights in Russia to go to the mikveh in some Russian ocean or some Russian sea. So Lechaira, that could be a problem. That could be a problem according to Rabbi Meir. That could be a problem
according to Rabbi Meir, because no, that's a nida. A nida doesn't need Mayim Chaim. A nida does not need Mayim Chaim. A nida only needs a mikveh Mayim. So, but the problem though is the need, according to one opinion, it has to be ashbayren. You have to go and make mechitzais. You have to make mechitzais in the river to make sure that the water is begedra ashbayren. But you don't need mayim chaim. Only one that needs mayim chaim is a zava. Noshem is manas. They're not tovel for zava. Noshem is manas. They're tovel me the nida. So no one really needs to go today to a mayim. There's no such thing. If you want to go to Harbayis, that's why this chumrah. Some want to learn, you cannot go to Harbayis because Bizman is everyone's a gedev zov. So you want to go on the Harbayis, and a zov is not allowed to go to Machane Levia. Har Harbayis is called Machane Levia. A Tommy Mays can go to Machane Levia. A Tommy Mays is allowed to go, a mace itself, a mace itself is allowed to go into Machane Leviyah. So certainly, a Tamei mace go Machane Leviyah. So if a person is running a Tamei mace, you can go to Har Bayis. You can go to Har Bayis. But the chashash is maybe we don't realize that maybe we're Zovim. Maybe a person had an emission twice in one day, or he had an emission two times over 2 days, and the emission that we had was an emission of Ziva. We do not bekiyim bizmanazet to mechalik between Keri and Ziva. We don't know the difference. Maybe it was a Ziva. If it was a Ziva, therefore we need Zayin Nikiyim, and we need to go into a Mayon for Tahara. So therefore, if a person today not realizing he is a Zav, or if a woman can really be a Zav, for real. A woman can really be, I mean, ordinarily a woman has a cycle, so it shouldn't really happen. It should, you have to go against the OBGYN if it can happen, these type of things. But let's say a woman has an unusual type of emission of dam during, that's not part of her Nida cycle, 3 days in a row. It doesn't need to be any supernatural blood, any blood 3 days in a row, not during her 18 days, her regular period, not during that time, would make her into a Zava Gedoyla Midaraisa. And Mela, she needs Zayin Nikim for real. And not only does she need Zayin Nikiyim, she needs Mayon. She needs to be told in a Mayon in order to be metar her from her status of a Zava. And if she or a man who was a Zav not knowingly would go into the Har HaBayis, so go up those steps to the Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, inside the walls of the Temple Mount, it's a Zav or a Zava entering into a location where they're not allowed to be. A Zav has to go outside of two Machanes, Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah. So you're not going to go there. So therefore, many times today is that it's not proper for men and women to go today to Har HaBayis, even though they will tell you that they're not going to step in the area of Machane Shechina. They know, we know where Machane Shechina is. We know exactly, we have full faith in the archaeologists who have mapped out exactly where Machane Shechina is, where the Azar once stood. We're not going to go in that area. We're only going to go on the other parts of the Har HaBayis that's not Machane Shechina. That itself is a Chiddush. Who says you know anything? Who says you know exactly where Machane Shechina is? You know exactly for a fact exactly where the Azar stood? Not so poshut. Just because you think you know where it stood. It's not Muchach. It's not Muchach. Gesundheit. Okay, so far, and they said, no. We know, we go Basar Roiv. We know where it is. We're not going to go Machane Shechina. We're going to go Machane Machane Leviyah, and a Tamei Mace and go Machane Leviyah. Wait a minute, who says you're a Tamei Mace? Maybe you're a Tamei Zava, and therefore you can't go there. Oh, you went to Mikvah? Mikvah's not going to help you. You have to have Zayin Nikiyim. Plus, you have to go to a Mayon. You hear what I'm saying? So therefore, it's not advisable for a person today to go to the Temple Mount. That's the bottom line.
We'll take a class trip to Ezra Hashem. With the tour guides of Ateret Kohanim, they will take us up and we will see.
We're not allowed to go up. If a person is a Zav, he's jeopardizing his life, curse. Maybe he's a Zav. Maybe he's a Zav. No one knows what it means to be a Zav. How do we know that we're not Zavim Bizman Hazeh? If a person has an emission 2 days in a row, he may be a Zav. If a woman has an emission 3 days in a row, that's not part of a regular cycle, she becomes a Zav Gedoyla. 3 days in a row. A man only needs 2 days. A woman needs 3 days. A Zava Gedoyla. First day, Shemeres Yom Kedek Yom. Second day, Shemeres Yom Kedek Yom. Third day, Zava Gedoyla. She needs Zayin Nikiyim and she needs Tvila in a Mayon. In Mayim Chayim. So therefore, until you do that, the Zayin Nikiyim in the Mayon, you never go to Machane Leviyah. By penalty of Kores, I believe. Memela, you're not allowed to go up there. You're putting yourself in danger, mortal danger. Why would a person want to put himself in mortal danger to go and see... to see Vastutzachta. Who says it's meant for you to see?
A photo shoot in the FJJ.
What?
A photo shoot in the FJJ.
FJJ is all right, don't get me started with the FJJ. Weit in the Gemara.
So the Chara, then a Nida that uses the ocean. They're away on vacation and she has to use the ocean. So the Chara, it's okay without needing like that,
well, that's
right?
The machlokes. That's the machlokes in our Mishnah. According to our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, look at Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "A mayon shabagal adayin harei elu nimshachem in hamayon, varei elu ma." He's for sure it's going to be good. Even, in the ocean is even a mayon. Rabbi Yoisi, hagal mitaher mibnei sheaf al pishah poska hachisim shel hamayim loy posa koychem lotar bezoychalim v'gam kadin gam b'mayim b'yamagadol. Rabbi Yoisi, it's also going to be good. Rabbi Meir is the one that says that it's no good. weil mehr galsche shot auf hare is ze zeichlem u mishaa shnir shnikavu ramayim ba'agam posak mehem kaycham latar bezeichalim. It appears that according to Rabbi Meir, that a woman going into the ocean, to the beach, little Rabbi Meir, she's not yoytze, because the water is not ashboiren. So they're relying upon Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So next time you go to the beach and you see a woman, I would say to the woman, you know, what you're doing over here is not going to help you according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, you're still going to be a nida. Why don't you try to say that? Go to the beach. You want to go, today's a very nice day. You want to go with me to the beach? We can tell this to all the women. We'll wear big signs on our back, like Rabbi Herman. All for the boss. He had a big thing he wore over his shoulders, this big massive sign. He would walk up and down the beach and saying that it's not the Jewish way for a Bas Yisrael to go and hang out over here at the beach. He did this, Rabbi Herman. So maybe I think we should take those things that he wore with Herman and we should write on it that they're going over here to be Toivel in the river. It's not going to help you according to Shidush Rebbe Meir because it's still called the Zoich and it's not called Ashbayren. Maybe we should track this to Avenue M. We should march up in Avenue M with these things over our back and see the reaction that we get. Maybe we'll make the headlines of 6:30 news. If we start now, maybe we can have enough time. We can get into the 6:30 news. We can march up and down and stop traffic to inform the Olam that now the weather is beautiful outside. Remember, when you go to the beach, remember, you're not going to be Yoytze Mikvah Lefi, the Shit Rabbi Meir. So, we should be Machmir. If you're Machmir to make a bonfire for Lag Ba'Omer, don't you think you should be Machmir not to be Samech on the Shit not to be Machmir, the Shit Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is or in trading the or of Lag Ba'Omer, of the bonfire for the or of Meir. That's what I would say, my slogan. Instead of the bonfire, the or of the bonfire of Rashbi, there's the or of Meir, the or shall have Meir. Meir is or, Machmir, Vaitim. Let's now look at the Mishnah Nochamo. This is my commentary. How come I can't get anyone to come to my shir? You know, I give such interesting commentary. Dalit, Teretz is food. If you give out food, they'll come to shir. If you have jokes, they're not going to come to shir. And if you give out Torah, you don't have a chance. They'll never come to the shir if you say Torah.
If you tell stories, it's good. I told you the line from Rabbi Polkowitz Sr.
What did he say?
He said that if you give it by Torah, and if you tell a story, you cannot tell the same Dvar Torah again for 6 months. You say it, if there's a joke, you can't say it for a year. And if it's just a shtickel Torah, you can say it again by Marv.
Or in the same speech itself, you could say it.
Yeah. The same speech itself.
Yeah, that's the world we live in. Vaita. Hayam ha-gadol ki-mikveh. Let's see the Mishnah. Mishnah ha-yam kol hayamim ki-mikveh. All the yamim are mikveh. Shnema ule mikveh ha-mayim kol hayamim. Dir Rebbe Meir. So we start off with Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir is the most machmir. Rebbe Meir says that once the water ends up into a pond, into a swamp, and that's it, you're done. Curtains. All yamim, all forms of water, all bodies of water, it's posak the shem mayim chayim. Not only is it posak mayim chayim, it's posak the shem mayim. A garnished. According to Rebbe Meir, once the water goes down the river and ends up into a collection area, into a swamp or into a sea or into an ocean or into, I don't know, some type of cavity in the ground where the water is collected, automatically that becomes a mikveh. L'may nafkamina, all of its membership, the membership in the club, and it's all of its clubs have been canceled. It loses membership as being mayim chayim, it loses the membership of zoichalin, being okay, and it loses the membership of kol shu, being okay. That's the chumra of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, not so fast. He says, Hayam hagodol kimikveh. Loi nemar yam ela sheyesh by mine yamim harbe. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you go into a pond, Rabbi Yehuda is the most makel. He's mamash. We're going now mikotze ela kotze. We're going, the way the Mishnah presents the different opinions is by telling us the extremes. Which is very interesting that the Mishnah would do that and go from mikotze lakotze. Rabbi Meir is by far the most machmir, And Rabbi Yehuda by far is the most mekel. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Yam HaGadol, when it finally reaches the Yam HaGadol, then it becomes a mikveh, in this, only in regard to the fact that it loses the status of Mayim Chayim, but even there, Zoychalin is going to be good. When it says Yamim, it doesn't mean all Yamim. It doesn't say in the Pasuk, Ulemikveh Hamayim, Kara Yamim. Don't make a drasha yamim mean all bodies of water, including swamps. Just because the word yamim is bigamatria, Washington, D.C., it doesn't mean that it's included. Yamim refers to only one body of water, the ocean, and when it says in the Loshon Rabim, it means because it's a makam where many types of water flow into it. But when it comes to a swamp, then the rule is it maintains its status of zoichalin, mayim chayim, and kol shu, and all of the benefits. Rav Meir is a pumfakert. Rav Meir says that adrabe, any collection of water, even a swamp, you immediately lose the status of mayim chayim and the status of zoichalin. The picture of here, Rav Meir, he shows over here, paskach yusim shalom mayim ba'agam k'derech shapaskach yusim ba'am gadol. And the Meir Gal she shotaf hare ze zechlin. According to the Meir Gal she shotaf hare ze zechlin. Umishosh and nikov hamayim b'ba'agam. Posak b'am koichom tar b'zechlin. Very machmir. Azoy grois machmir. And now we have over here Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. That's going to be somewhere in the middle. Goldilocks. He adheres to the Goldilocks theorem. Not too hard, not too soft. Not too big, not too small. Goldilocks. Goldilocks is always in Shas. She's in my museum, Goldilocks. I put her in my museum because her contribution to this world is very relevant for Talmudic scholars because she's always in the middle, balance. Goldilocks is a very good boss to teach people in this world, balance. Balance. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Kol HaYamim Mitadim B'Zeichalim B'Hosim B'Zeichalim. What is Rabbi Yossi Oimer? Kol HaYamim Mitadim B'Zeichalim. All my mitzvah b'zeichelim, psulim l'zavim l'mitzvahim l'kadesh b'mechadas. It's in the middle. You lose your membership benefits when you come into the agam as a mayim chayim, but you still maintain your rights as being zeichelim. So when the gal is gonna, while it's in the picture of Rabbi Yossi, a gal mitar mevnesh afal pisha poska chitzim shal mayim l'pasa kachal mitar b'zeichelim. Okay, so he holds it as someone who has a beautiful Mishnah.
So now I'm gonna ask you the klutz kasha. Right, so what happens if you have made gesham? So let's say it rains into this agam.
Roif, go bust the roif. If you go into the agam, l'chayra, if it goes into the agam.
So if it has a din of mayan, it's still good. If it has a din of make gesham, it's not. But at some point, it's going to be, you know.
That was the previous mission. That was the previous sugi. That was the beginning of the Arif Gad HaLoh. I think we came across that. I remember. We have to go back in Chazer and Perak Aleph. I think at the end of Perak Aleph, we discussed your question. We have a Mayon, and in the Mayon, you have Roiv Megashamim. Roiv Megashamim now go into a Mayon. I think the Halachas doesn't make a difference. If you have a Mayon that's going, Mayon that's flowing through, that's the Ikar. A mayon that's moving along the water, mayon is a mayon. And even if you pour into the mayon, roiv mei gesham, it does not take away the status of it being a mayon.
Right, okay, no, you're right. It sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay. According to those, it doesn't take away. Okay, vital. Let's go vital over here. Let's see over here the tablet, the tableau. Let's see over here the tableau. We have over here the layout, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and then they have the Yam HaGadol. Le'inyun kashrus b'zoichalin u'le'inyun mechatas v'zavim v'zavim. So they have two shilas, Mayon and Mayim Chayim, the Yam HaGadol. Rabbi Meir is the most machmir. Pasul kimikveh. The Yam HaGadol is a garnished. You don't have the status of a Mayim Chayim, and you're not even called b'zoichalim. Rabbi Yehuda, he holds by the Yam HaGadol, also Pasul Kemikveh. Rabbi Yehuda, he held Hamayim Shebegala Dain Hayim Mayim Shachem in Hamayim Mayim Chayim. Okay, it's Mayim Chaim.
It's not considered Mayim Chaim anymore.
Wait a minute. Something doesn't make sense. I think he made a mistake over here. I think over here he reversed Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Hayam Hagodol, right? Le'inyin Kashrus B'Zoichalin, Le'inyin Mechatis B'Zav Mitzolayim. So the Meir says possible commitment. The Yamal is possible, sure. And Yehuda, when it comes to Le'inyin Kashrus B'Zoichalin, possible commitment. No, it's not. Look at the picture. On picture number, page 77, on the extreme left. The extreme left. The gal.
Yeah.
Okay, the gal. The gal. No. This is not the Amhagodol, by the way. It's not a kash. This is not the Amhagodol. It's not a kash. This is not the Amhagodol. Okay, so it comes, he's saying a new chiddush here.
The Amhagodol would be the third set of, the third set.
No, there is no third set. There's no Yam HaGadol on this picture. On this picture, they don't show the Yam HaGadol. They only show you an Agam and they show you a Gal. They don't show you the Yam HaGadol. So in a Chanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda takes the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yam HaGadol Kemikveh. In a Chanami, right. It's Pasuk. So now,
look
what
at the
Rabbi...
second, look at the second paragraph on the left.
Now it comes out now that according to Rabbi Yossi, he's the big chiddush. See, I didn't appreciate this. Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't look at this. I'll go back to the Mishnah. Mishnah over here said Rabbi Yossi, "Kol hayamim metanim bezeichalim," even the Yamagadol. Even the Amagodol, Upsulim, Lazavim, Lumitzorayim, Luvakashem, Mechaz. He doesn't differentiate between the Amagodol. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Zoichlim is Kemayim, it's good. But Mayim Chayim, then it's going to be no good. The Yam Hagodol, Le'inyin Mechaz, it's going to be no good. Okay, wow. So it comes out the picture is correct, like always. Okay, then let's see the Yam Achayim, the other Yamim. All the Yamim, Le'inyin, Kashrus, Bezoichalin, everyone agrees it's possible. It's going to be, so therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, it's going to be possible. Rabbi Meir is very machmir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be kosher. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only the Yam HaGadol. But other Yam is going to be good. It's very makel. What about when it comes to Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi is one size fits all. He holds that when it comes to Zechlin, it's always going to be good. When it comes to Mikvah, it's always going to be not good. According to Rabbi Yaakov Yossi, he doesn't differentiate. Three were appearing. Now let's see the Kemefarshim. Kemefarshim Mishnah Dalad, Hagdama Mishnah Seinim, Belamedes Din Kol Hayamim, Hoim Din Kemayim, Oy Kemikveh. Agvar Nishtanim Mishnah Zu, Besechta Pora. Ooh. Besechta Pora. Do we learn Pora together? We learn Taharis. And Yadayim. Taharas, Yadayim, and now Mikveh. We learn Parah.
Next on the agenda, Frank.
Negoyim is next.
They don't have color pictures. I need color pictures.
They don't have any, they have very few pictures in general. It doesn't seem like it's a picture of Masechta, Negoyim. Negoyim has no picture in his book. In this, I have it here, I bought it already. This one, it doesn't have any pictures. Very few pictures. So it must be it's easy, right? I don't know. We'll see. There are no pictures. We'll see. And then the other one, there are a lot of pictures. Oyhalais, a lot of pictures. Oyhalais. When I once learned these mesachtas, so we did them. I only learned the mesachtas. We had the book, and when we learned the mesachta. They didn't have. There was no mikvois, and there was no negoim, and there was no oyhalais. Those were three mesachtas we couldn't learn, because there were no pictures. So we gave up. We didn't even bother. We got so spoiled. We did Kalim. That was Gvaldik. We went through the whole Kalim with this book. It's very easy. Kalim is very easy, Shno. It's very easy. With the book, it's not like this. This is this Lumdis and Lumdis and the Rash and the Chazanish and this and that. There's no Lumdis. There's very little Lumdis in the Kalim. Kalim is just a statement of facts. A presentation of the evidence. A presentation of all the crimes that have been committed in this world. There's not that much lumdus in Kalim. And the other mistakes with all they weren't so hard. They really weren't so hard. There were some things here and there that were hard, but it wasn't like this. This is a killer. Every single Mishnah is a struggle to get through. Never this is much harder. And Zeroyim, along with Zeroyim, Zeroyim isn't so hard. It's not. I mean, you know, you go with the pictures, but it's not, the payah and Masechta. It's not like so complicated. All right. Over here we have over here in the Hakdama, by the way, I forgot everything. There's no zecha, anything in my mind anymore. Everything forgot out the door. Hakdama, Mishnah Seinu Malonis Din Kol Hayam Dinim Kamein Oikim Mikveh. Gvar Nishtane Mishnah Farivah Hayam Agadol Haynu Yam Okyanus, the Atlantic. Whoever told you that? The Okyanus maybe refers to the Mediterranean. So what, you're telling me the Mediterranean is a swamp? It's a swamp? Why is it called a swamp? Aval yam ha-mechubarim loy nikru mikveh inami osa lamuta yam shayim mechubarim l'okyanus klal kiam ha-melach v'kineret. So he's saying, according to the second interpretation, the Mediterranean has a zol bazach. The Mediterranean has a din of the yam ha-gadol. Okay, this is a very big topic of discussion when it says in Tanakh and Shas and Poiskim, the Yam HaGadol, what is the Yam HaGadol? Does it mean the Atlantic or does it mean the Mediterranean? Machloikis. So Machloikis, over here he presents Machloikis. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Kol HaYamim, Mitanim, Mizan, how about in America? What about you have a big river like over here? I don't even know the New York geography, but New York, there's the Hudson River, there's the East River. Why don't we call those things to be called, to me, it looks like the Atlantic. I can't tell the difference. Between the Atlantic,
because Zachara off of Coney Island, it's called the Atlantic, and I think the Hudson comes from up north. It comes from higher edge to the Hudson.
But to a guy like me, it's all the same. To a guy like me, I look at the Hudson. To me, it's all the same. You go over the Verrazano Bridge. What do you cross over the Verrazano Bridge?
Because you're going to the Atlantic.
The Verrazano Bridge of the Atlantic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what I.
When you go over the Brooklyn Bridge, what are you going over?
You're crossing over the East River.
The East River. So to me, the East River doesn't look any different than the Atlantic. For a layman like me, who never saw a cow, I never saw a turkey, I never saw even a chicken, I never saw a living chicken. So you never. I'm not joking, but I say I never saw a cockroach. So
I understand, Baruch Hashem, you're such a city dweller that you're still,
So Chazal saying, no, you have to know your facts. You have to know there's a chilik between Mars and Venus. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. It's nishtaz el bazach. If you go and you put you on another planet, you have to know which planet you're on. It's not the same thing. Not the same thing to live in Earth. Where would you rather live? On Earth or on Mars? Vita, can you live there? Can you live there? Can you take off your mask on Mars? Do you have to wear a mask if you live on Mars? Do they have corona on Mars?
Only indoors, not outdoors.
Yeah, really, on Mars, is there oxygen? What's the gravity? How does it work on Mars? What's the gravity? Can you take off your mask? Can you take off your helmet? Is there enough oxygen to live on Mars?
I don't believe so.
So if you take off your astronaut suit, the person will die instantly? There's not enough oxygen?
I don't think a person will die instantly. I don't think that's the case.
There is oxygen there in Mars? There is oxygen?
I mean, there's nitrogen. There's nitrogen, I know. I don't know what else. Maybe it's H2O. Maybe the three elements, H and 2 and O.
That's a good joke, no? That's like an original one.
I'm telling you, it's the Chaim Berlin Science Department. It's coming out after all these years. Dear Sidi Yankasa, right?
I remember I got on one of my regions, I got a very hard mark. My mother could not believe it. She could not believe, because I didn't really study all that much for the regions, for biology. I think I got 96 maybe on my biology region. And my sisters would sit the whole day. The barons, they memorized every single question since the year 1924, since the first year they gave the regents Back in the year 1924, or 1960, they memorized, they went to the library, took every single book, they knew every single thing you could possibly know. And I went to yeshiva, I went to night seder, I went to this, went to that. And I studied for the regents, and I come, I get 94. My mother could not believe it. She could not believe it. I didn't cheat. I didn't cheat. You couldn't cheat. My day, you couldn't cheat. I don't know what goes on now. When I was in the Siv, no one cheated. Rav Chaim Siegel, he practiced. The Manal himself was the practice. No one was cheating. It wasn't shaykh to cheat. And we're honest. Yeah. And my mother could not believe, how could I get a 94? How, even though by the girls, if you get a 94, it's bizyonis. You have to get 100 or 99, the most, or the lowest 99. Okay, 94 by them is failing. But 94, my mother, and I was 96, she couldn't believe it. And she really had a change of attitude. I remember it really changed my mother's attitude. And a very big change of attitude when I got a 96 towards
Anna Freim. She was more of a hands-off.
She had. I remember that. She totally changed her attitude towards Yeshiva Bacham. That's right. You sit and learn. If you really sit and learn by Asmada Rabba, you'll get 100 on the Regents. I mean, because the discipline, of sitting by Asmada Rabba learning will memela overflow into the Regents. Okay, so what? So you'll study. You want to, so you'll study, and you'll be responsible.
Yeah, but you have to understand the concept. I mean that biology is mostly memorization. Chemistry is there's some havana involved.
So right? the truth is, when it came to math. So I broke my head. I didn't do well on the math stuff. I never can do it. And I would sit and study for hours and hours, more than my sister, and I got miserable scores. Why? I don't got the head for it. College, calculus was torture. Torture. Calc 2 was like killer for me. And then I had a choice, either take Calc 3 or statistics. So I said, no, I'm not taking another calculus class. I took statistics. It's also a killer. It's a very high level stuff to get a computer.
You took it in Brooklyn College.
Yeah.
Right?
I couldn't handle it.
You had Professor Hochberg?
No. The truth is, I'll tell you the honest truth, is because they have lousy, lousy teachers. No one taught me anything. I teach everything to myself. In those days, there was no, if I had today, I would probably go on YouTube, I'll get an A. I would sit, I would have, why? I would have what to study. I would have what to help me get to learn and to learn. There are an infinite number of tools today. YouTube videos, there are video online. There's a myriad of stuff online today. This didn't exist when I was in college. There was no computer. There was no internet when I was in college. There's nothing like this when I was in, maybe there was, but there wasn't. There was nothing available to go learn calculus. So the garbage professors, the garbage of the garbage. Okay, if you're a genius, and anyway, you don't need a professor, then the professor can teach you chokhmah, can teach you some advanced things. But if a guy like me, who just needs someone to teach you the aleph beis, and I really don't have the head for this, I don't have a chance. Memorization, give me history books, so you discipline. So you go through the steps, you spend the time, you'll do okay, you'll get by, that's fine, just as good as the girls. Weiter, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, kol hayamim mitarim bezoichalim. Yeah, mashma dasarav. Rabbi Yossi says all the yamim. Mashma dasarav. Shul Rabbi Yossi af yam hagadol mitar bezoichalim. Even the yam hagadol, he's an incredible chiddush. He's breaking rank and file. He's not coming to. He's coming over here to say that this one size fits all. In the world, there's just two things. There is. Doesn't make a difference. He's like a city boy. He's a city boy. Just don't confuse me with the Hudson River, the East River, the Atlantic. Who cares? To me, the bathtub is all the same. I don't see any difference in the bath, my bathtub, and the Atlantic and the Hudson. Hudson is all the same. Kol hayamim, no matter what, he's my type of guy, Rabbi Yossi. Kol hayamim mitarim bezeichalim mashu dasar harav shul Rabbi Yosi af yam agadol mitar bezeichalim v'chein kos v'rashu v'gam rashu v'peyushkin avul dasar Rambam enekein el di yam agadol havikim mikve och lasakom. The Rambam cannot tolerate people of such nature like me who don't differentiate between the yam agadol and others. The Rambam over here doesn't want to go so far, but over here he presents the Rav. The Rav says he means everything gotzen. Okay, that is the Mefarshim. Now let's over here the Rav. Vosh zok the Rav. Al tikre Rav elo the Rov. Hayav hagol kemikve. Al tikre the Rov elo karmi. Vaita. Karmi sheli loy notarti.
He once made a comment to that. He once made a comment to the fact that he's heard that, you know, at some point, and at some point it bothered him, and then at some point it stopped bothering
him. What bothered him?
The line, Karmi Shali Lona Tarki.
The other psukim that say nice things about the Karmi, fine. Ayam Agadol, Karmi is, you can't bring a riot from Karmi. Karmi is a min bifnei atzmai. It's so sad. You know the problem with him? They should have married him off when he was 16 years old. A guy like that. Look, there are many people out there, I could show you a dime a dozen, that are just like him. Totally in their own world. And they have a very good marriage. They're married. They have good children. Their wife does everything. The wife is happy. The wife is yapping away on the phone. He's the husband. They have a husband like that. You know, they have couples all over the world like this. The husband couldn't make himself a cup of coffee. The wife takes care of everything, and the wife is happy with herself. They have good children. What happens? You know what? I know people they waited too long to get married. A guy like Karmi should have been married off when he was 16 years old. I'm not joking. I'm mamash not joking. And it's the role of a chacham, a pikeach, to see who his people are. Karmi exhibited symptoms of Karmi when he was 16 years old. He was diagnosed with the Karmi syndrome when he was 16 years old. And if there were people out there that were responsible in the community, they would have taken him and married him off at 16 years old, because he could have found a girl to marry him then. I'm telling you, you wait until you're 22 years old, you're already done. You're already done. That's it. No one's going to marry you. Already. It's too late already. There are a lot of people. I know a lot of people like that. It's just they waited a drop too long. A drop too long. And then their idiosyncrasies are already pronounced to the point where when you combine that with age, the girl's not going to want to marry him. It's a tragedy. He was meant to get, he couldn't marry 16 years old. Him, earlier the better. 14. I got married when I was 16. If I would have gotten married at 14 years old, I would have said Giru LeSatan. You know, like it's like, you know, there are people that should get married at 14 years old. It's really it's sad. It's a tragedy in our society that we get married late, and by getting married late, you have a lot of casual, like me, collateral damage. So what's the taina? I'll tell you what the taina is. They don't know who they're doing. They're going to get divorced. So you know it's not so bad. You know why? Because the person who's married and gets divorced, he'll remarry in 2 minutes. People who are someone like me, let's say I can't get married now. Let's say I was married and I'll get divorced. I would probably remarry in 5 minutes. Whoever go to Avenue Emma, I would stand there. Will you marry me? Pick up anyone off the street. Because once you're married already once, your car breaks down. So you get a new car. You don't care what kind of car you get. So that taina is not a good taina. That to delay getting married, you can have a miserable marriage and get divorced. It's not so partial, because sometimes you have a miserable marriage, you don't get divorced. People have miserable marriages and they stay married because it's a society. They suffer. It's not true. But people who get divorced, they'll remarry in 1-2 minutes. Other problem is you give away your life. You'll never grow. Once you get married, a lot of people, they're stuck. They're busy the whole day with diapers and with their wife and we're going shopping and with, they don't have time to think anymore. Like they say about a guy, by his Levaya, he was 100 years old and they said he died when he was 30 years old, 70 years ago. He wasn't buried until today. What do you mean? He was a healthy, gvaltika person his whole life. When he got to 30 years old, He that's it. His life was over. He didn't accomplish anything. The whole day just ran around, running around, job and going to the movies and going to the restaurants and going to simchas, this wedding, that wedding, lip service davening his whole life. People who are not married, in one respect, they have the ability to think about life. They think about life. Some non-married people, even though they're miserable people, they think about life in one day more than a married person thinks about life in a whole year. You know that? That's why it's kedai to see a person that's not married, like Carmi, you bow down to them. Well, Carmi is a little different anyway, but a person who's like, I know some like regular guy, not a Carmi guy, a regular guy that just never got married. These guys, you don't understand something, their mind has gone through philosophical machshava, ma tafkidai mesilas yisharim, first line. What's the purpose? What is a person's purpose in this world for? Those words have gone through his mind 1,000 times and made an impact on his psyche.
I think that you're being malamed Swiss on a lot of people. A lot of people that are single, a present company excluded, have decided that they're already tuned out. So for them, they do all these things mindlessly. And I think, so they're running to the store and they're running to the restaurant. They're running here, they're running there, and they sit back at night. So they might think for 3 minutes, and all of a sudden they turn on the computer or the TV, and then the ASIC. You know,
you could be saying right. Let's see the Rav. The Rav over here says, "Hayam agud l'kak mikveh l'karav kasev mikveh elul yam agadol." Why the bay mishtoy kra b'masav bereishis? Shasham nikavu kol meimei bereishis. Okay, the yam hagadol. He's saying a chiddush, a tremendous chiddush. Now, when it says in the pasuk l'mikveh ha'mayim kara yamim, what does it mean exactly? The yam hagadol. Who says? How do you know this? Now, when it says in chumash pasuk, but this is the most difficult pasuk in the whole Torah. What does that mean? Who says this baby was the Pacific? Who do we know what the world looked like before the Mabul? Is the world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, are the oceans in the same location, the same where they are today? Maybe there was some cataclysmic, how do you say that word? Cataclysmic events that have shaken up the world, that have transformed the world, like the apocalypse that's coming soon. Maybe something like that already happened in this world. It changed the boundaries. It changed the boundaries. There was a Mabul, the Dor HaFlaga. Look, they found today in America, they found these massive, massive boulders in Arizona. And they know, they mamish can prove, these boulders came from New York. Or from the East Coast. How in the world did these boulders get from the East Coast all the way to middle of nowhere? There are no rivers. How did they get there? Well, they had technology. That Dr. Spock beam me up. How did they get there? The only way is there were things happening in this world, massive floods and storms that we don't know about. We don't know about. There was a whole world. How did the Indians get here? How did the people get to ever wonder about, you know what the biggest mystery is? It's Australia. Where did those people come from? How did they get to Australia? How did they get there? How did they get down there, that side of the world? There's a lot of things we don't know. And he's saying over here is, Kol Hayamim over here is saying, Hayam HaGadol L'Karakos HaMikveh L'Yam HaGadol D'Bei Mishtoi Kura B'Masa B'Reishas. Im Kabbalah hi nikabel. Shasham nikavu kol meimei bereishis. Vaita, v'loi nema yamim, b'loshin rabim, Ella didn't say the word yamim. B'loshin rabim, Ella mimneishim uravim boi mina yamim rabim. It did not say the word. It did not say the word yamim. Yeah. V'loi nema yamim, b'loshin rabim. Many different types of water. That's according to the second opinion. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer kol hayamim b'yam agadol namitaras mayin aleihem. Everything is called mayin. L'inyan shem mitanim b'zoichalim. Bnei shanacholim holchem v'zolchem l'aleihem. Avol psulim heim l'taras mayim chayim. Shakosiv kodon mikveh v'halach Rabbi Yosi. Wow. So he passed like Rabbi Yosi according to the Rav. And the male, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's why a woman An Isha, one the people, the members of that species, of that endangered species called women, who've come from Venus to inhabit this world, they can go to mikveh in the Atlantic Ocean, because either the Atlantic Ocean is zoichalin, it's flowing, it's okay. But it's interesting to take note that when it says in Ikam Mefarshim that that's only the opinion of Rav, according to the Rav, the Bar Tanura and Rashi and everyone else, but the Rambam is Cholik. Lefi the Shita of the Rambam, even Rabbi Yossi admits that the ocean, okay, look at Ikam Mefarshim. Mashm das Rav shel Rabbi Yossi af yamagadol betah bezeichlem v'chein kasef harash v'gam Rashi perishkein avul das Rambam. According to the Shita of the Rambam, a woman who wants to go to mikveh, the ritual bath in the Atlantic Ocean to go to the beach, it's not a kosher tefila. That's not called a valid immersion in the mikveh, because there the water is zoichalin. The water is not stationary. They would have to go build some type of mechitzais in the ocean in order to make the water, the cavity where the woman is tefila, to be zoichalin. And we have not heard of this. Not that I'm aware of, but I don't know all the laws, but it does not seem that this...
So it's only kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also not going to be kosher. For sure it's not kosher. According to the Rambam, there's nothing to talk about. According to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Meir, it's possible to garment, there's nothing to talk about. Because the court.
So the other Yamim,
then it would be good. According to those opinions, but today we have the Atlantic, right? They have the oceans. The women here, women go there. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who didn't to talk about it, it's possible gamer. Didn't to talk about it. The only one that potentially would say that's going to be kosher, Zoichalin, would be kosher. Would be Rabbi Yossi. But and that's exactly what the Rav says. That's what Rashi says. That's what it says over here. The Rashi says. But it's Mashal, according to the Ikam Mefarsh, according to the Shita of the Rambam, even Rabbi Yossi would admit that it's not kosher. It's v'zaychalin. That would not be a valid immersion for a woman to go to the ocean to be told in the ocean. She would need to go to a real mikvah. Unbelievable. You hear all these stories. Mikvah America.
You're assuming for a zava for a nida.
No, a zav is for sure. No one holds a zav is good. A zav is for sure. A zav needs mayim chayim. Forget this. No one, even Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not good for a zav and a zav and mayichatos. That's for sure. An ocean is no good. That's not called mayim chayim according to anyone. An ocean is not called mayim chayim according to nobody. Nobody is going to allow the Yam HaGadol or any type and the Yam HaGadol to be called. The shayl is according to could be good for a mikveh. Is it called a mikveh? It's sure a mikveh, but a mikveh needs, so it's good water. It's good water, that it is. But good water is not enough. It has to be, the shayla is good if it's zoichalin. If you go into the Atlantic Ocean, it's called zoichalin. A person goes and swims. Rav Moshe says that noshim, that the non-religious women, if they go to the beach, if they do go to the beach, then you can say they're going to the beach was mikveh. You don't need kavanah to go to the mikveh. If a woman goes to the mikveh, it's good enough. So Moshe held, I don't know the exact situation, a woman who goes to the beach, so it's considered she went to the mikvah. Oh, she didn't have a hefsek taira, she didn't have desire, she didn't watch. No, she didn't. Chazaka, the body functions normally. The body functions normally after she was a nida. You could assume that there was Zayin Nikim, or even Midoraisa. A woman's only tummy for 7 days. Midoraisa, she's only tummy, you don't need Zayin Nikim, period, in Midoraisa. Midoraisa, there's nothing Zayin Nikim. Midoraisa, a woman is a nida. She's tamei for 7 days. You don't need to do anything. And then she goes on day 8, she goes to the mikvah, or even the 7 at night. 7 at night, she goes to the mikvah. She's 100% tahara. Midoraisa. So Moshe says, you have a right to assume that if a woman goes to the beach, a non-religious woman, so she's tahara. She's tahara, the woman. She went to the beach, she's tahara. And then, and therefore, the child is not called a child that came from a ben nida. A woman goes to the beach. Oh, but she's wearing a bathing suit. So what? So what? So the water gets in there. It's not called a chatzit. It's not so tight. The water gets in there. Oh, she didn't brush her hair. No, so she didn't brush her hair. So you could assume that there are no knots in her hair. She probably brushed her hair in the morning, whatever, before or after. It's good enough. And you don't need Zayin Nikim Midoraisa. Oh, what about the Rambam? The Rambam says that the Atlantic Ocean is only going to be kosher when it's going to be Asher Bayin, now when it's going to be Zeichlin. No, we don't go like the Rambam. We go like Rashi. We go like the Rash. We go like the Rav. Or like the Chov. And the male is going to be good. So it's incredible. We came with the Ling of Days, the Merdi Gazach, that all the coolest. Could you imagine all the coolest? All the coolest to say that a person that was born to a woman who is not religious, you want to do a shirk, they do a shirk. A boy meets a girl, she's a Ba'alas Teshuva. A Ba'alas Teshuva, her mother, so the parents are totally irreligious. They're not religious at all. So, she's no good because she is a product of a woman who is a Nida. How is that going to affect all the yichus going vaita? A person doesn't want to go marry a woman who came into this world in the violation of a chiv karis. Chiv karis. Chiv karis. This child was born in violation. The woman was a nid, she didn't go to mikvah. So Moshe says, who says she didn't go to mikvah? Who says, did she go to the beach? Everyone goes to the beach. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday. Saturday. No. You didn't watch Happy Days? Everyone goes to the beach in Happy Days. So if she went to the beach and then she conceived, she wasn't in either. Oh, what about Zaynikim? Who says any Zaynikim in the Raisa? Oh, Chatzitza? Who says it's a bathing suit is a Chatzitza? Oh, what about you didn't brush your hair, take all the knots out of your hair? What are you talking about? When she get up in the morning, she brushes her hair, she wants to look nice. She brushed her hair, there are no knots in her hair. What about the ocean? The ocean is Zoychalim. We don't pass like the Rambam. The Rambam, he lived in Spain, the Rambam. We in America. We go like Rashi. It's good. All these coolists are necessary in order to achieve a shidduch, that the boy should marry this girl that he likes. Okay? Gewalt, we did Mishnah Dali with my commentary.
I don't understand. According to the Rambam, what we have over here, the Yamagol have a kemikvah l'chol dover.
According to Rabbi Yossi holds a mikvah. Rabbi Yossi holds that kol hayamim are mayon and zoychalim is acceptable.
And
it's only not mayim chayim. But everything, there's no exception. So the Rambam says, not so fast. When Rabbi Yossi says, kol hayamim, but zoichlin is good, that means all the yam, except for the yam hagadol. It means swamps. It means the East River and the Hudson River.
So then a lady couldn't be toivel. Why? So it has a din of mikvah, though.
And a mikvah needs ashboiren.
And it needs ashboiren.
So if you go to the Atlantic Ocean, there are waves. The water is moving. That's not called Ashbayan.
That's so not. According to the Rambam, none of the Tanayim, all Tanayim would have a problem with the Yamagadol.
Correct. So when it says in the Gemara that Shmuel, he made for his daughter's mikvois, it means he didn't make it in the Yamagadol. He made it there in rivers, in Babel, they had rivers. There was the Euphrates, the Potas, Chidekel, he made there in rivers, not in the Yam HaGadol. The Yam HaGadol is a Bazundra, is a league by itself. This is for the superheroes. This is not for the posher dimension.
Right, so Takus, if someone's on vacation in Israel, they really have to know this halacha.
Well, no, in Israel, there's no Yam HaGadol in Israel. There's the Mediterranean. That's not the Yam HaGadol. In Israel, unless you want to say Mediterranean is the Yam HaGadol.
But that's one opinion.
So if you're really going to be so make with all these other opinions, you can make with that opinion also. And you'll say that the Mediterranean is not the Yam HaGadol. If you're anyway going to come on to all these coolers, so Nacha Kula. The Yam HaGadol is going to be the Atlantic. The Mediterranean is going to be called Stama Swamp. It's a big swamp. And the male of there, according to Rabbi Yossi, we paskin, you don't need Ashbayrin. You don't need Ashbayrin. Zeichlin is going to be good. And according to the Rash and Rashi, what?
Yeah, no, right. So I'm saying the way how you would be the star of that in Israel is you would say we don't pass the microbiota and the Yam HaGadol is not the Mediterranean.
No, we do need to come on. Well, we do need. No, you do need to come on to Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, According, if you pass, if you pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Then, right, if you pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, then you call it, it's not the Yam HaGadol, then it's for sure going to be good. It's for sure going to be good. Right, you don't need Ashbayrin, for sure. Even if you pass, even if you want to go say that the Mediterranean is going to be called the Yam HaGadol, which is not going to be good according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the Mediterranean is called Stam Yam, not the Yam HaGadol, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're in business. It's for sure going to be good.
Right.
And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's also for sure going to be good. If you're going to say that the Mediterranean is not the Yam HaGadol, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda and Lefi Rabbi Yossi, you do not need Ashbayren. If you say that the Yam HaGadol, the Mediterranean is the Yam HaGadol, then your only bet is going to be Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yossi not Lefi the Rambam.
Right.
Okay, let's pause the words of the Mishnah very quick. We're talking the Mishnah Kol Hayamim Kimikve. All the Yama Kimikve Shenemer Lemikve Hamayim Kar Yam De Rav Meir. Rav Meir is the most machmir. Rav Meir says every single body of water, he's off the bat. He holds pasul, pasul, pasul. Nothing is going to be good. Every single body of water is going to be called mikve, no matter what. A swamp is anything where it deposits into. While it's flowing, like a river, it's flowing, it's in movement, it's in flow, it's in motion from its source, then it's called a mayon, and then it's going to be good. It's even called mayim chayim. Once it comes into a new area where it's depositing its package, then it's called a mikveh mayim, and it's no good. It turns into a mikveh, which means no longer is zoichlin going to be okay. It needs to be ashpurin, it needs to be a 40 saw. Devre meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Hayam HaGadol Kimikve, he holds that. No, you can be Makel. The only thing that's no good is a Yam HaGadol. Then I agree with you, that's called a Makel. But let's say, but when it comes to a swamp, when it comes to any other depository, then we say that it's going to be called a Mayon. And it's so good, it's even going to be called the Mayim Chayim. And then we come to a middle ground shita, which doesn't differentiate between different types of bodies of water. He says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Hayamim Mitamim Mezeichelim. It makes no difference. We're going to say it's been called the Mayon. It's been called the Mayon for Zeichelim. Psulim L'zom L'mitzurim L'kadesh V'mechatas. But he's machmer in this respect, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is machmer in this respect is that once it comes to be deposited in the repository, it loses the shame of Mayim Chayim. But it's still always going to be called Zeichel, and it's going to be good. And the Mishnah does not differentiate between a Yam HaGadol and other depositories. That's the Pashtos, because the Mishnah doesn't make the differentiation. The Rambam is a Chiddush. The Rambam is only coming to add that Rabbi Yossi, when he made the statement that we're going to be Metar Zeichelim, that's not including my Yam HaGadol. That's the Chiddush. The Rambam is definitely adding a Chiddush into the Mishnah. He's adding a Chiddush into the Mishnah in Rashi Rabbi Yossi. All right, that concludes the Mishnah Dal. I gotta go. That concludes Mishnah Dal. We'll check tomorrow Mishnah Hey. Well, tomorrow is Thursday. Tomorrow is Erev Lag Ba'Omer.
You
don't
want to start with the
Hey? No, I gotta go now. I gotta go. It's too late. I really gotta go. It's too late. I have to go.
What's the consensus for?